Don't expect to be able to outrun your problems, because this week's Discovery returns home to find that trouble has followed. Thanks for tuning in to this week's Shelf Discovery. I'm Kristen Dreyer Kramer. All around the world, there are women suffering through domestic violence who aren't sure of how to get the help that they need. But when one woman escapes her abuser in the audio edition of Call Me Elizabeth Lark by Melissa Colasanti, she ends up in the middle of a new but equally dangerous problem. The story travels to the Oregon coast to connect with a family that's haunted by a decades-old loss. When a mysterious young woman arrives at the Barkley Inn with her young son in tow, she brings hope. Myra Barkley is convinced that this woman, who calls herself Elizabeth, is her daughter Charlotte, who went missing 20 years ago at just 8 years old. But Elizabeth knows that she's not Charlotte, and though the Barkleys offer her a new life for herself and her son, she fears that she could be putting the family in danger. Now, as the story unfolds, it goes through a number of transitions. In the beginning, it's the story of an abused woman's fight to free herself and her son. Then it shifts into the story of Charlotte Barkley, to the questions about what happened to her, and whether Elizabeth is, in fact, the missing girl. But while it may seem like that alone would be enough drama and suspense to fill a novel, it's just the beginning of this family's secrets. And finally, it moves into yet another mystery, the mystery of who's causing Elizabeth and the Barkleys trouble and why. The Barkley family definitely harbors a whole lot of secrets, and as it turns out, so did Elizabeth's abusive husband. And with each new secret that's revealed, the story gets more and more tangled. At times, it feels like it might be just a little too messy and too coincidental. But despite a few flaws, it's the kind of story that will keep you coming back for more, eager to figure out how it will all come together in the end. But is it worth reuniting with this troubled family? On a scale of buy it, borrow it, or don't bother, I say buy it. If you're heading out on a road trip or trying to pass the time on your daily run, Call Me Elizabeth Lark will definitely grab your attention. There are so many questions and so many secrets that while you're trying to figure it all out, the time will fly by without you taking much notice. Well, it looks like we've come to the last page of this week's Shelf Discovery. Call Me Elizabeth Lark by Melissa Colasanti is 9 hours and 8 secretive minutes long and is available from Dreamscape Media. For more information, along with show archives and even more reviews, visit shelfdiscovery.org and nightsandweekends.com. And feel free to send any questions, comments, or recommendations my way at books@shelfdiscovery.org. Until next time, wherever the week may take you, don't forget to bring a book.